devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open before our pal Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, is going to join us in the next hour. But you can hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
You know,
why
I almost,
the cars? I'm just curious.
Who's going to drive you home, Donald Trump?
It's either that or Jesus take the wheel, but I used that earlier.
I almost requested this tune today. I was thinking this is a good one. You know, under the circumstance, Dom, were you in the car the time back when I had the purple convertible and I'm driving down the road in Milwaukee and Bob slapped the snot out of me while I'm in the driver's seat and I almost had to turn around and get into a fist fight as I'm driving down the highway?
I do recall you were, as a driver, Curdy, especially back then, you were easily flustered. And
yeah,
I think
when someone
Bobby
smacks me in the head. Well, I'm driving down the highway at highway speed.
Oh,
yeah,
it was pretty funny. We may have almost died that day. But yes, I do recall that. Yes. Don't mess with the driver, man.
Yeah, never mess with the driver. But Donald Trump did, right? He tried to choke his driver for not taking him where he wanted to go. I mean, Bob crossed a few lines. God rest his soul. But, you know, he never tried to choke me out. One or two slaps. I'm sort of back of the head style.
And there are chokers. They choke.
You know, you think about as angry as someone can be. And I can tell you, if I'm driving down the highway at highway speed, probably speeding, and you smack me, I'm going to lose my you-know-what. And I just might, you know, throw a cheeseburger at the wall or whatever I think's appropriate. Have you ever been so angry that you, like, took a plate and chucked it at the wall?
I don't think I've ever thrown a plate at the wall. No.
I got Mrs. Crudy so fired up one time, she took a taco and threw it at me. Yeah. It didn't hurt much, you know.
No,
I had to take there and take my taco beating.
That's totally unacceptable. Taco abuse is not allowed.
I know, nearly ended the marriage because I was hungry for that taco and she wasted it. I don't think I've ever broken a dish as such. I think I slammed the microwave once or twice, you know, out of anger and frustration.
Sure, like slam a door or a drawer or something along those lines. But no, I'm not a big, like, smasher on the waller kind of guy. It has not been my style.
Never punched a hole in the wall?
No, I'm too afraid of hitting one of those 2x4s and busting my hand. You know, how hard is it to punch through drywall? Come on.
Well, first you got to tap and make sure you find the studs. And then
I don't
you
know
punch
the time if you're
them,
angry,
right?
Man. Defeats the purpose if you're raging. Wait, I'm raging. Let me make sure I don't hurt myself. I just calm down. But I mean, so while I appreciate and certainly it is mockworthy of Donald Trump behaving like this, no question. I think we could go back in history and look at a lot of presidents that behaved in ways that perhaps were not entirely appropriate for the office.
Are we talking about Marilyn Monroe?
I'm just saying. Fine, that happens. But what did he say to the Sergis? You know what I mean? What about the $2 billion that his son-in-law got? I mean, there are so many huge, huge pressing problems versus the reinforcement of what we already know, that he is a big man baby. I mean, that's not new news.
Do you know what I did read overnight? And I'm not sure if it's actually newsworthy, but I saw it at thehill.com. Stoners get hurt, and therefore marijuana is bad. Did you read that article?
Longitudinal
research that stoners, people that consume cannabis on a frequent basis, and didn't even say frequent, just consumers of cannabis, they end up in emergency rooms. And you're thinking, well, what's the relevance there? It's not primarily for respiratory stuff. It's not like they die of marijuana.
Smoked too much and got paranoid and I got to go to the emergency room?
More like they fall off of stuff or they hurt themselves. And there's like 20% more likely to end up in an emergency room than the broader population. So by causation and correlation, this particular article and study seems to indicate, you know, you smoke weed, you get clumsy, you end up in the ER, and therefore marijuana's bad. That was my understanding.
I mean,
I have hurt myself a couple times.
But. Yeah, you could compare that. I mean, if you're going to compare, you know, marijuana consumption and hospital visitations versus, you know, sobriety, sure. But now, if you're really be real about it and say, well, what about, you know, nicotine? What about alcohol? What about, you know, other harder drugs?
They claim they'd made allowances for those things.
They made allowances, huh?
Yeah, they made allowances for other drug use, et cetera.
Well, you know, Bobby didn't die of weed overdose, man. Bobby died of opioid overdose. And so until you show me the stats and people dying of weed overdose, you can just take your studies and, you know, you worry about them yourselves.
Apparently, most of the deaths are caused by falling down the stairs when one wanders off to the kitchen at like 3 a.m. you know, for a little post-midnight snack.
Man, that taco's going to kill you, man. I should have left it.
I wanted the taco. I had to eat the taco up off the floor then, you know, because I was hungry, man. It's 3 a.m.
Did it taste like anger and resentment?
It tasted like burning. 844-967-2789. CJ, you often leave me tasting like burning. How you doing, man?
Hey, CJ.
Howdy, guys.
You watching the J6 hearing, CJ? Or listening on the radio?
I certainly did.
You got any problem with
but, you know,
Trump choking a guy?
Whatever happened,
Secret Service guy?
I want accountability.
Let's throw Trump in jail and Ron Johnson as well. And Mark Meadows and Rudy.
I want accountability wherever it lands, and you guys don't. You're okay.
Okay.
I would like
before you go too far afield, give us an example of
China.
What? Who what?
So I want accountability wherever it lands, but Lou's right. As you guys talked over Lou, no
that
one cares about 2024 right now. We're worried about 2022, and that's the problem.
Your entire party cares more about 2020.
What are you going to run on other than January 6th?
I think reproductive rights are on the ballot. I think Roe v. Wade's kind of a big deal, CJ. I think that's going to be on the ballot.
Yeah, good governance, CJ. Listen, CJ, if I may interject here, if you're concerned about accountability, sure. Shouldn't accountability be on the ballot? And what have you seen the Republicans do other than those that testified? What have the elected Republicans who still support Trump, what have they done to hold what is obviously a man who needs to be held accountable? As you and I would both agree to, CJ, what's being done?
Well, the problem is that our country's going down the toilet while your party's in control, Dom. And so 2022 is coming up. Inflation is the number one issue. It's not Donald Trump anymore, but that's the only thing you guys have to run on. So what else are you going to run on?
Well, can you say a coup attempt, CJ? Say coup attempt. Don't just say, you know, say coup attempt with me. Say it, because it matters. Say it, coup attempt.
I hope accountability lands. And
say coup attempt, CJ. I want to hear you say it. Trump tried a coup. Say it with me. Trump tried a coup.
Hasn't been proven by Merrick Garland yet, Dom. So
that'll be when Merrick Garland files some lawsuit. Then it'll be a subpoena. Oh,
but
then
Hillary's emails.
Come on, man.
Benghazi. More devils. We'll be back.
The crowd was positive and festive.
I stabbed a man in the heart.
I think the White House could have handled this better.
They taste like